Second transmission.
It's 1 o'clock a.m. 1 o'clock a.m.? That can't be right. The clock is a lie. It is actually 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of, let's call it Looking for Dudes. In other words, the Dubious Goals Committee. Today's goal, of course, is to spot some dudes, and I think this would be a good spot in dudes' time, so we should go out and spot some dudes. Oh, but first, let me wish you a happy Passover. Apparently, today's Passover, and I'm hoping you had a successful Passover. How will you know if you had a successful Passover? I don't know. Go check on your firstborn son. Is he still alive? Then congratulations, you had a successful Passover. Alright, what were we going to do? Oh yeah, let's go see what we can find at Harrenhaven. Boom, and here we are. Just like that. I just checked the hole that's by the birdhouses and there's no Mati hanging around. He might be in the hole, but he's not outside the hole. So now I'm sneaking around the shed. No Mati's under the shed, apparently. I mean, there could be one under there, but I did not see any dudes run under there like they're apt to do. The next place we need to check is up here on the bocage. There are some other people here. There's two cars, and I don't recognize the cars, but there's two people walking out of the forest now. So that will be good. There's some birds hanging around, and I don't see any dudes yet. I'm being sneaky. I'm being pretty tricky. And then there's a couple of holes up here near the bocage that look like they're seeing some action. Wait, what was that sound? I heard a noise. Does that mean there's a dude moving around that I didn't see? Let's take a look. Oh, I'm not seeing any dudes. But I am finding some mole mounds that weren't here earlier. Meaning yesterday. So that's cool. We got moles. They're probably star-nosed moles. I have found other star-nosed moles in the Papio Valley area, so we can make some assumptions there. Yes, it doesn't look like there's any Mati action in the bocage today, so I guess we can put this aside and head into... Wait, what is... No. I keep seeing sticks that kind of look like Mati's. That's the thing about marmots. They look like logs. That's their natural defense mechanism. So, whenever you're out looking for Mati's, and you think, oh, that's nothing, that's a log, you know, look again. And then if you're sure it's a log, keep looking at it because there might be a mot on it or around it. You never know. Marmots like logs. I like logs too, because logs is where you can grow some mushrooms. And that's relatively easy to do. If you have some logs, you can plug them. And plugging is a method of inoculating a log. You can buy what's known as spore plugs or mycelial plugs. And these are essentially wooden dowels, short wooden dowels about 2 or 3 centimeters long and maybe 5 millimeters in diameter, about 1/4 inch, and they have mycelium in them. They are loaded with mushroom magic. And then you just take a log and you drill holes into it, and you plug these plugs into it, and a few months later, or even less, you have mushrooms popping out of your logs. Hold on a second. I see... No, I guess nothing. I'm sort of rounding the corner here. Wait, here's lots of water waves. Oh, it's just a goozer. It's just a goozer in the billabong. I saw waves before I saw the goose, and I thought, hey, maybe we got a dude. We got a goozer. So, let's just walk over here. We're going to walk out here and take a look out onto the Mulhall's property to see if we can see any dudes. I see a goose. There's a goose walking around. Actually, there's a couple of geese walking around out here. How about Mott's? No. No Mott's. But we got half a dozen geese hanging out, grazing, because there's little tufts of grass growing. I don't see any Motti type dudes, though. Okay. Nor do I see any foxes or any raccoons. And this looks like it's the last of the people leaving. That's always good. So now it's just us and the dudes. So let's head out to the boardwalk and see what's going on out there. Oh, it's kind of cool. It's chilly. Not too windy, but it's completely overcast. There is no sun to be found. And no sun means that I'm not seeing any turtles on the logs. Oh, but here's a couple geese right here. Hello. Oh, it's Raina. Yeah, it's Raina, my favorite goose that has lived here for quite a while. I'm about 3 meters away, and they're just sitting here rooting around in the grass at the edge of the sub pond. Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, gonna go for a swim now? Am I getting a little bit too close? Yeah, I could just jump in there and grab them if I wanted to, but I'm not gonna do that. Because that would be rude to goosers. And these are some of my favorites. Alright, so what's going on? What else is going on here in the sub pond? Oh, there's some other geese way over there, and there's not a whole heck of a lot happening here. Looks like Raina's about to lose a feather. Maybe we should follow her around and see if that feather falls out, and then we could have a feather from our favorite goose. No, we're not going to do that. That would be hassling the geese, man. So we're heading out onto the boardwalk instead. Walking by the secret hidden pond. Doesn't look like it much is going on back there, but, you know, it's hard to tell because it is fairly well hidden and will be completely out of sight once the leaves start to show up on the trees. All right, so what's going on out here? I'm on the boardwalk. There's a pair of mallards over there. There's a goose over there. What else? And there's a couple geese on the inside. And I'm not seeing any telltale signs of scrats. No scratties. I'm looking along the bank here. I do not see any dudes. Nobody's hanging out. Okay. So let's go back into the forest. It's kind of brisk out here. I didn't think it was this cool. Apparently it's a little bit colder than I thought. But, you know, that's okay. And do I see something over there on the Mulhall's property? I see a lump. Is that a lump of dude? Or is that just... I'm too far away to tell. Yeah, well, who knows? I doubt it. We would have seen that guy when we had a clearer view. Okay, so, doink-a-doink-a-doom, walking along. Here's my favorite geese in the sub pond. Somebody show me a mink or a scratty. Geez, it's been a while since we've seen a muskrat, which is really weird because, you know, once you start seeing them, you see them constantly. But then again, you know, the weather has been a little weird. It's been a little bit cold and not quite as springtimey as it was a few days ago. So, I don't know, maybe the scrats are just trying to stay warm. All right, so over the land bridge we go. Looking down into the billabong, there's a goose just standing right here. Hi. And what else is going on down there? Oh yeah, there's that goose who built a nest. She's sitting in her nest. I wonder if she has eggs or if it's a hysterical pregnancy. Yes, geese do sometimes go through hysterical pregnancies. They will think that they're pregnant, they think that they're going to lay eggs, or they think they have, and they build a nest, and they just sit on the nest for a few weeks. But no dudes, no baby goosers ever pop out. Here's that gyromita mushroom that we saw the other day, still going good. Luckily, it's close enough to the side of the path that nobody has stepped on it. Hooray! And so now, we are rounding Turtle Bay. This is where we've been seeing that mink a lot. We saw him when we were out on the ice back in February. That was wild, because he was really close. He just ran right by us. And I'm not seeing much. I am seeing ripples, but they are circular ripples being caused by frogs and or little fish who are feeding. It is feeding time for all the forest dwellers and pond dwellers. Oh, I'm not sure what time it is local. It's about 5:15 p.m. Somewhere between 5:15 and 5:30 p.m. It's not quite golden hour, but it's close enough that I thought this would be a good time to go out. That, and it's not very windy. And I had to kill some time. Oh, yes, it's true. I'm just waiting for my motorcycle races to come on. Oh, which reminds me, I may have missed... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right, okay, so here I am, just walking through the forest. We're not even to the footbridge that looks over into the turtle reproduction pond. How many are there? Is that another one? And I'm standing here, and I just looked over to my left, and there's a deer sitting right up there on the ridge. He's kind of hiding, or she is. Oh, wait, I gotta take the stupid macro mode, turn it off. We're gonna see if I can take a picture of the deer. But there's so many trees and things, we might get a shot. So now you can play spot the deer. And I think, I can't tell, there's trees in the way, but I think there's another one. I think there's another deer sitting down. This deer is just sitting down, hanging out, and he's about 10, maybe 15 meters away, less than 20, just sitting up there on the ridge, staring at me, wondering who I'm talking to. And I think this is the first deer that we have seen in Herrenhaven this year. And I think there's another one. I think there's another one just sitting there, but there's trees in the way. And I think I'm looking at a deer butt. Is that a deer butt? I think it's facing the other way with its head. Oh, yeah, now I can see its eyes. He's hiding behind some bushes. Yes, two deer. Hello, my friends. Hello, my lovely, lovely friends. So, oh, the one that was sitting down just got up. Well, they both just got up. Now you can really see him. Hi, you guys stay there. No, don't go anywhere. Oh my God, there's three deer. Do we have an adult and two babies? Oh my goodness gracious, we got three deer in Herrenhaven here today.
Oh, we're just having some deer fun. Na da 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 da.
Now that that one is standing up, I can get a much better picture. Yeah, is it a doe and two babies? But now my camera doesn't want to focus on them. It did a minute ago. There we go. Yeah, you guys stay there. Yeah, so apparently there were three altogether. And we're just going to act like nothing happened and walk right on by. And there's a dog barking. The dog knows that something's going on. There's a dog. We're not too far away from Old Maple Road. There's a street back there, and there's some houses back there. Now, am I going to spook him if I go this way? I don't think so. I think that mommy is watching me. Okay, I'm now crossing the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Nothing going on in the pond. I'm looking back up the hill to where those deer were, and I can't even see them now. Well, I think I see a deer butt right now. But yeah, you can't... They're hiding. And I wouldn't have seen them if it was any leafier than this. I mean, you know, only the bushes have leaves on them. Only the bushes are starting to have little tiny leaves. There's no leaves on the trees. And that's why it's good to go out now, because that's when you see dudes. Three deer, and two of them are babies. Baby deers. Oh, so awesome. That was the first deer spotting in Herrenhaven this year. As I approach the big blind, some ducks are flying away. There's a couple geese out there. And what's going on Goose Island? Oh, yeah. There's, you know, some geese and ducks out there. But out there at the Delta, guess who's out there standing around? That's right, it's Big Bluey. Big Bluey is out hanging out by a log, fishing. Maybe we'll take a picture. Yeah, my camera does not want to really focus on him. But we're going to take pictures anyway. Oh, and he turned. I had a good profile shot, but then he turned his head right as I was pushing the button. So now you can't even tell it's Big Bluey. Let's see if I can get another picture. It's kind of far away. Probably not going to be my best heron photograph ever. There we go. That might be a good shot. Okay, so this is great. We've seen a blue heron and three deer and, you know, all the goose and ducks and all those dudes. There's no turtles on any of the logs. I'm looking around for swimming mammals. I see no muskrats. I see no minks. I don't see anything. Yeah, and this is a good time to be out. I knew it would be. It's almost golden hour, so, you know, I don't know where those deer came from. Well, they probably came up from the creek. And, oh my, wait a second. I see something through the trees, and at first I thought it was just a broken bit of tree. Is that an egret? Oh, you know, I think we've got a great egret out there. Yeah, it is about the time of year when they're supposed to show up. So, two herons. Great egrets are herons. They are white herons. Yeah, he's hiding. He's trying to hide from me, but I see him. Awesome! First egret of the year. First deer of the year at Herrenhaven. Because remember, we saw some deer at OPPD not too long ago. Yay! Holy cow. And you know what's hilarious? Is all the people that were here, they probably missed all of this. I can guarantee you that they did, because those deer were sitting down when we saw them. Oh, yeah, so we got a snowy egret, or not a snowy egret, a white egret. Snowy egret is a different species, and we don't get them here. But we got the white heron, the great egret, and the blue heron. Oh, win, win, win. And that's why we come to Herrenhaven. Yeah, That, and it's really close to my house. Yeah, here we are walking around in the middle of town. What are we finding? You know, stuff like blue herons and great egrets. I might be able to see that egret better from... I'm walking up the loop path. And at one point, right here... Yeah. See, I thought that was a log or something, or maybe a plastic bag stuck in a tree. No. The great egret is now pruning. Even though I'm a little bit further away, I'm up higher in elevation. I'm on the side of the hill. And I can see through all the branches and logs. I wish I could get a picture, but he's not in any place I can get a shot. And you know what's funny? Is I've seen that those birds sitting in that spot before. I've seen great egrets sitting on those logs. Oh, and Big Bluey, he's flying away. Where is he going? Oh, he's just gonna go over to the other side of the pond, I think. Yeah, he's just gonna hang out over there for a while now. Do-do-do-do-do. Wow. Yeah, if anybody's over there, they can now see two herons. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, yes. So, I should probably take this time to extend to you, my loyal listeners, an invitation. If for some reason you ever come to Omaha, Nebraska, or you have to pass through it for any reason, be sure to come to Heron Haven. And if you would like my guided tour, and I highly recommend this because if you're not used to spotting dudes, you may not know where to look or what to look for. And so it might behoove you to have me along for the ride because I can then point out dudes. I can say, oh, look over there. There is a dude. And you will say, oh, there's a dude. All right, now here's where it's going to get a little bit tricky. I'm just about to get to the end of the loop path and be at the top of the hill. Now this is going to kind of put us behind the deer. So we need to pay attention and try not to be spooky. We don't want to spook our buddies. But now I'm going to walk down the path here that leads down the hill. And those deer should be right, well, right over in there. Of course, it's a little bit too dense to see anything, though. So I'm still being very sneaky and very quiet. And I think they were sitting right over there by that log somewhere. Well, they could very well still be there. I just can't see them if they are. So what if we come down here a little bit further? Are they still there? I can't tell. They might just be standing there watching me, wondering who's making such a weird noise. Okay, now see there? Is that a deer butt or is that a tree? Is that a stump or a deer butt? I don't know. I can't tell. Oh, this is awesome. And this is why you come to Heron Haven. So, yeah, like I was saying, if you're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska for any amount of time, and remember, it only takes about 15 or 20 minutes to walk through here. So, you know, it's not like it's a big time sink. But you can spend more time here if you'd like, because you will find dudes. I'm crossing back over the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And now I'm trying to look back over my shoulder. Are those deer still here? Are they still here? I don't know. Be sure to email me. I'm reachable on SDF. I'm very often in comm, usually the Anon radio room. Or you can email me at tobe@sdf.org. And we can set up a time in which we can go to Heron Haven and look for dudes. Now see... there's a funny brown shadow that looks like it has legs. Is that my deer standing right there? We need to come over here, get into this little clear zone. Is that a deer standing right there? Yes, it is. And there's our deer buddy. Hi. Hello. Just standing there.
hi, I see you.
And the other ones are sitting down behind her. There's, I can see one. I don't know where the other one is, but yeah. Less than 20 meters away, just standing there looking at me, wondering who I'm talking to. And now I'm going to wave and say bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later, dears.
Oh, they're so nice.
Yes.
The first spotting of deer in Heron Haven for the season. And the first great egret of the season. I am winning. I am so winning, it's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, there's some crazy noises going on up here. There's some crazy goose freaking out going on up in here. We gotta go see what's going on. Sounds like it's coming from the billabong. We're not too far away. We'll be there in a matter of seconds. I'm walking around Turtle Bay here, looking down in there for, you know, scrats and minkies. All right, and of course, as we get close to the billabong, the noise stops, or at least is dying down a little bit. I often wonder, are they honking and freaking out because something is threatening them? Like, is a mink trying to steal their eggs? I think minks are egg eaters. So I'm gonna step in front of the wall blind here. They're not honking at me. They have turned around and they're honking into the forest. Is there something in the forest? There's a cardinal. It looks like they're honking at a cardinal. That can't be right. What are you guys honking at? What are you honking at? Oh, I wonder if there's somebody back there. Oh, it looks like there's some geese on the land bridge, too. Maybe they're just thinking those geese over there are going to invade their territory. Maybe we should go check this out real quick. See what these guys are doing. So, I'm moving kind of fast only because we're running out of time. And I'm looking down into Turtle Bay as I walk by, and I don't see anything going on, so let's just see what the honk is going on over here. What the honk is going on? Yes, it looks like I'm crossing the land bridge now, and it looks like this is probably Raina up here and her mate. They got out of the sub pond. And yes, there's Raina, and she's walking towards me. Oh, hi! What are you guys doing? Yeah, hi, Raina. She's coming right towards me. We are 3 meters away, not 2 meters away. I'm standing right here. Hi, what are you doing? Oh, why don't hiss at me. I'm your goosey friend. Me and you are buddies. We're 1.5 meters away as the goose walks by. She's gonna go back down into the sub pond. And her mate is sort of going down the path the other way. They can meet up because they're both sort of gonna end up in the same spot. They were just out here looking for some food, and they had probably got too close to those geese that are in the billabong and started a honk riot. Honk riot, honkity honk, honking. So I guess that means we're about done. Well, wasn't today an amazing day? We came out looking for muskrats and minks. We didn't find any. But what did we find instead? 3 deer, the first deer seen in Heron Haven this season, and a great egret, sometimes known as a white heron. Plus, we saw a big bluey, our favorite residential blue heron. So, a very successful day. A successful day for what? A successful day for the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm pretty much heading home. I'm walking out of the forest now. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.